Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beatty. It's Thursday, March 19th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
And that's another escalation calculus that the Israelis and Americans are now going to have to deal with.
Israel attacks Iranian gas field and EU leaders gather to discuss energy and the Middle East. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Donald Trump says the US knew nothing about Israel's apparent attack on a massive gas field in Iran. Yesterday, South Pars was struck, leading to retaliatory attacks from the Iranians, with reports of explosions at a facility in Qatar overnight. The US president is warning Tehran against further retaliation. Sky's international affairs editor Dominic Waghorn is in Tehran.
It's retaliating, it's warning Israel and America, if you carry on attacking our gas fields, we're going to come after your allies. And that's another escalation calculus that the Israelis and Americans are now going to have to deal with.
Meanwhile, it's reported a former senior US intelligence official who resigned in protest over the Iran war is under investigation by the FBI for allegedly leaking classified information. A source has told NBC News that the investigation began before Joe Kent announced his resignation earlier this week. He left on Tuesday, saying the regime in Tehran did not pose an imminent threat. Conflict in the Middle East and Ukraine will dominate the agenda of European leaders who are meeting in Brussels today. Taoiseach Micheál Martin will be among the EU leaders, who will also discuss how the conflict in the Gulf is impacting on energy costs. News Talk's Eamon Torsney reports from Brussels.
This summit of EU leaders is taking place against the background of widening conflict in the Middle East and the ongoing war in Ukraine. Ahead of the meeting, Taoiseach Micheál Martin said the conflict in the Middle East is causing untold suffering and adversely impacting Europe and the world, including economically. He describes the situation in Lebanon as deeply concerning and called on Israel to stop its military operations. The Taoiseach says he will also raise the situation in Gaza and the West Bank and maintain focus and support for Ukraine. Leaders will also discuss what can be done collectively in the short term to ease pressure on families and businesses given the impact of the conflict in the Gulf on energy costs and what needs to be done in the long term to tackle those high costs. Also up for discussion is the EU's next multi-annual budget, defence and migration, in what is a packed agenda.
Meanwhile, supports to tackle spiralling energy costs will be discussed at Cabinet next week. The Taoiseach made the announcement in the Dáil last night during an emergency motion from Sinn Féin on the issue. Simon Harris has confirmed the government is finalising what he called an appropriate intervention to address rising fuel prices. Energy Minister Dara O'Brien says they'll take time to get it right.
Government understands the pressures, and I want to assure people that families and businesses are under. As the Taoiseach and Taoiseach have outlined, this work will be finalised next week and we expect it to come to Cabinet on Tuesday, and that will set out the interventions that we will make in a targeted and time-bound way that will assist those who need it most.
But Sinn Féin has criticised the government for profiting off the energy crisis. The party's finance spokesperson Piers Doherty says next week is just too late for most people.
€38 million more taken in by this government as a result of sky-high fuel costs. And you sit back in your ivory towers and you say to people out there who can't heat their homes that you have to wait another week and we'll might come up with something. That's not good enough. It doesn't cut it. People want leadership.
A man remains in Garda custody this morning in relation to a fatal stabbing in Cork City this week. A 31-year-old man died following the incident near Knapp's Square in the city on Monday. A man in his 40s was arrested and is still being questioned at a Garda station in the county today. There are calls to exempt some childcare providers from paying commercial rates. Fine Gael is bringing forward a bill to exempt small community operators who offer services to families at a lower cost. Fine Gael TD Eimear Curry says it can help promote childcare as a community resource and ensure quality services are available to all families regardless of their financial situation.
These are small childcare providers in our community that parents completely depend on. They're operating on a tight margin as it is. They are funded by the state. And we don't believe that they should be treated like commercial businesses. So we don't believe that they should be paying commercial rates.
A man is still being questioned after a suspect device was discovered in Dublin last night. The Army Bomb Disposal Team was called to the Liffey Valley Shopping Centre at around 20 past seven. The device was deemed non-viable and a security cordon was lifted shortly afterwards. A man in his 30s was arrested under public order legislation and remains in custody at a Garda station in Dublin. Scotland has become the second nation in the UK to ban greyhound racing. MPs backed a bill to end the sport, effectively shutting the only remaining Scottish track in Fife. Campaigners say it marks an historic step forward for animal welfare. It's already been banned in Wales. And in sport, in rugby, Ireland women's rugby head coach Scott Beamond says signing a new contract was an easy decision. He extended his deal with the IRFU until 2029, ahead of next month's Six Nations, and Beamond says he wants to continue the progress his side have made.
To not be part of this next bit would have been too soon. I'm delighted and proud with how the group is doing, and you know, we've got some new energy in the group and I want to see what can be achieved with it.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.